by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. Police investigating the missing of a five-day-old baby at UTH. New Heritage Party decries low women participation in politics ahead of August polls. And in global news, fears Iran's internet shutdown could lead to extreme digital isolation. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Police in Osaka are investigating an alleged offense of child stealing of a five-day-old newborn baby after it went missing on the 31st of December 2025 between 06 and 17 hours. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says preliminary facts indicate that the mother was admitted to Kanyama Level 1 Hospital on the 27th of December 2025, where she delivered the infant, before being referred to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, for further care. Mr. Chilabi explains that after the mother's discharge from Kanyama Level 1 Hospital on the 31st of December, she, together with her husband, went to UTH to check on the baby and were allegedly shown a deceased infant, which they rejected and said was not their child. She says a formal report was lodged by the complainant, 38-year-old male of John Lane Compound, and investigations are underway to establish the circumstances surrounding the newborn's disappearance. Mr. Chilabi says the body of the deceased infant remains in the mortuary, pending a post-mortem examination and forensic identification.
Facts of the matter are that on December 27, 2025, around 23 hours, Ms. Ketai Mwale Kangwa, wife of the complainant, age 37, was admitted to Kanyama Level 1 Hospital, where she delivered her newborn son. Due to a reported medical condition, the infant was referred to the University Teaching Hospital, while the mother remained at Kanyama Level 1 Hospital. After the discharge on December 31, 2025, the couple went to UTH to check on their baby. They were allegedly shown a deceased infant, which they rejected, stating it was not their child. Mr. Kangwa further alleged that their baby had been given to another person. Investigations are ongoing.
New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has expressed concern on the continued reduction of women participation in politics, especially in leadership positions. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Ms. Kateka says women are the only people that can truly change the livelihood of people, especially the vulnerable, and their continued absence in critical governing matters is concerning. She has cited Namibia, whose economic sector has greatly improved due to the fact that it is led by a woman. Ms. Kateka has called on non-governmental organizations that support women to help change the status quo.
Women deliver a lot. When they take up a position, they don't go there for themselves. They go there to serve. In most cases, they go there to serve. When they offer themselves, they serve and they make a difference, by and large. They don't go there to make money. So I think that in 2026, it's the time for the women, and I think that in 2026, it's the women that will make the major difference. So this country is already messed up. However, if the women come in, we shall be able to turn around this nation and put it back on track.
Safety Management Training Services Chief Executive Officer Helen Mwamba has welcomed the signing of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, preventing workplace injuries and occupational diseases across all sectors of the economy for worker protection. Ms. Mwamba, who is also Zambia Safety Awards for Excellence, ZASA founder and patron, says the law aligns perfectly with ZASA's core mission to foster safer and healthier environments, shifting the national focus towards safeguarding lives and livelihoods before harm occurs. She says the legislation is key to promoting work safety as it expands essential occupational health services to all industries, following the limitation primarily to the mining sector and promoting shared responsibility. Ms. Mwamba adds that her organization will collaborate fully with the Ministry of Labor and unions to drive nationwide awareness and implementation.
ZASA particularly commends the progressive provision of the Act, including the expansion of occupation health services beyond the mining sector, the establishment of workplace health and safety committees with equal employer-employee representation, and the strengthening of enforcement mechanisms through authorized officers. These measures are critical in promoting shared responsibility, accountability, and compliance with international recognized occupation safety and health standards.
The opposition People's Pact has petitioned the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha in the Constitutional Court, seeking an order to halt the implementation of the delimitation process scheduled for April this year on the basis that the process is illegal. The pact is asking the court for a stay of the 2025-2026 delimitation exercise and an injunction preventing certification of the final voters register, which is due on the 30th of April 2026, arguing that the ECZ's sequence of operations contravenes constitutional provisions governing boundary changes. PACT Vice President for Strategy, Peter Sinkamba, submits that the voter registration data were captured before the legal finalization of the new boundaries and before the dissolution of Parliament and councils, raising alleged breaches of Article 58, Sub-Article 6, and Article 57, Sub-Article 6 of the Constitution. Mr. Sinkamba alleges that certifying the register on the 30th of April will create an irreversible legal lock under the Electoral Process Act and risk mass disenfranchisement, since voters' cards issued under the existing 156 constituencies could be mapped to 211 constituencies after. He also argues against the impending provisional register inspection window from the 9th to the 23rd of February 2026, saying voters currently lack the constitutional certainty required to verify their registration details against legally finalized boundaries. The petition also contends that the ECZ has not demonstrated compliance with the population quota requirement set out in Article 58, Sub-Article 5, and notes uncertainty over which delimitation report the Commission intends to rely on, whether a 2019 report or a post-2022 census report, and insists that maintaining the status quo of 156 constituencies pending judicial determination is the balance of convenience that will protect the credibility of the 13th August 2026 election.
We have petitioned, though, because the Constitution does not provide for creation of any new constituencies or wards before the dissolution of Parliament. Therefore, if the councils and the Parliament have not been dissolved, there is no constitutional basis for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to carry out delimitation with the purpose of including those particular constituencies to be part and parcel of the voters' register, which is going for verification in the next 2 weeks. The register includes the new constituencies without following the constitution. It means that the entire election, which will be held in August, will be null and void.
Community Action Against Corruption has reiterated its call on the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC.